Hi, Dr. Sharma. Regarding Rondalyn Gardner, RONGALYN, Gardner, GARDNER, last name Damiron, DAMERON, date of birth is 9/28/1967. Date of accident is 12/4/2024. Rondalyn Gardner, Damiron, is here for a follow-up evaluation 1/29/2025. Last she was seen on 12/8/2025. Date of birth is 9/28/1967. The patient is here for evaluation. Currently, she reports that she is suffering from pain in the area of lower back, mid back, and neck area. That is continuing, along with numbness and tingling of all five fingers both bilaterally and all the five toes bilaterally. She was rear-ended in this accident as a restrained driver. Headaches are continuing off and on, but not too severe, just two or three once or twice a week. Slightly sensitive to the light and noise. Patients do not describe any shooting pain or radiation except for the left buttock. Other than that, patient is able to carry on her ADLs to the tune of 8. 50% relief is reported by the patient. She was referred from her attorney office to further evaluate and help. She's doing a chiropractic treatment for the last many months. Moderate relief is reported by the patient. Overall, the pain level remains 8. The patient was advised for epidural injection for the lumbar region based on the MRI, which shows herniated disc in the area of lumbar region of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and cervical epidural in the area of C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. The patient signed and refused. She didn't want any injection treatment or any spinal cord stimulation or any surgical consultation. Last physical therapy was done 3 months ago. And currently the headaches are almost gone and they're not bothering her too much. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and ADLs are affected 8. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse compliance history as well. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 117/88, pulse 89, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 12/8/2025, dictation number 1208-033. Her maps were reviewed and the new labs have been ordered. Past laboratories were reviewed and discussed with the patient. And she's provided with the following medication: Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Alavil 50 mg PRN for depression, anxiety, and sleep, GAD disorders, Zoloft 50 mg at night for anxiety and mood, Neurontin 600 mg from neuropathies, and Lunestra 1 mg at night for sleep. Other than that, physical therapy is continued and patient is on a regular duty job. If the patient decides to change her mind for injections, they'll be provided to her as soon as she decides. Other than that, not a whole lot is need to be done. Thank you. Home exercises have been advised. Yoga has been exercised. Cervical traction and lumbar traction has been discussed with the patient as well. Thank you.